That he should give himself in this way. Lord, as we gather together in this service this morning, by your Spirit, would you remind us, would you impress upon us, would you call us again to that place of intimacy and wonder at your amazing grace.
Thank you.
And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe congratulations are in order for Bryce and Hazel for next Sunday. Big day, is that the one? So, congratulations. Next Sunday, of course, we also start the beginning of Advent. And the first Advent service will be at Otama. And it's an opportunity for the community to be involved. And then the following Sunday here, the second of Advent, other churches will be joining us, and the Scouts and Cubs, and it should be a great time together. There'll be briefer services and a little bit interactive, not quite like the regular liturgy that we have. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's good. Okay, we're still friendly on that. that's cool. Jim, by the way, Jim Weir, fine looking man here, has survived General Assembly 2016. So, congratulations, Jim, you've survived it. More than survived it. I think you probably had a good time. So, would you like to come and share with us a little bit about that?
Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
My apologies for being a bit late here this morning, Doug. So I was got so absorbed in thinking, now what do I say? Well, first thing is, thank you for praying, because we do need prayer as a church, and we need God's guidance, and that's why we meet together as a national church, and it's once every 2 years that they gather everybody together now, and to discern what God's will is going forward. And the theme for assembly this year was hope, and there was a chap, Dr. Rob Wilson from Canada, who spoke on that and just made the point that hope is not just a happy clappy thing. Hope is when everything else is very dark around you, and he had a picture of this lady who was sitting on a rock surrounded by water. She had a blindfold on and was holding on to a broken heart with only one string in it, and she was listening to that. She was playing that one string, and she had her ear right up hard against it. So in the midst of hopelessness, she was hanging on to hope. And so sometimes, and that often sharpens our hope in God, is when everything else seems really black around and we're hanging on to those promises that God has given us. Now, I don't need to go into all the detail about what happened at assembly, because it's all on good God. Even Rob Wilson's addresses and things are all there. So if you really want to find out, you can go on the website, General Assembly website, and you can click on what you want. You can see photos of what some of the things that happened there and that sort of thing. One of the highlights for me was the being able to attend the graduation ceremony for all the new Knox students, or the KCML, I think they, Knox Centre for Ministry and Learning. And Marty Redhead was one of those, and he gave a valedictory speech, and it was really great to see these people coming through. They had combined with that the graduation of the interns of the Presbyterian Youth Movement. Now, I confess, I didn't really know we had interns in our Presbyterian youth. And Lizzie Menlove from over at Riversdale was one of those. And they do a course in conjunction with studying at Laidlaw College or somewhere else. And we were introduced to the mentors or the leaders of these programs, and we have some highly qualified and excellent people leading these young people through this. They're really top-notch people. And so be encouraged. The leadership at our Knox Centre for Ministry and Learning and things, there's some really tremendous people involved in that. And one of those people is Malcolm Gordon, who led the worship at assembly. And it was just great. And he's got all his songs, a number of the songs he has written, him and some of his team had written, some of them especially for assembly. And it was tremendous, just each morning to go into St. David's Lecture Theatre and for have half an hour of worship and just reflective prayer, and the singing just filled the whole building. It was great. So those things are good things for hope for the future for our church. Meeting people, the first thing that I found there was meeting a diverse range of people. We realised, I just thought, how does our church ever hang together? There's so many different people and different opinions here. And it makes you realise, well, God, Christ, is the person who we hang together by. That's our one common, we we can have different opinions about how we've interpreted things, but it is in Christ that we are bound together. And I met another person, Colin Price. Some of you, who, those of us who are older here and been here a long time, will remember, well, Alistair's, Colin's, Alistair's older brother. He is now doing the local ministry in YL, North Canterbury, and you'll have seen some of one of the churches on the TV. I think it was last night, and the steeple goes one way and the church is sort of going the other, and so he's ministering in a parish which is broken at the moment, and as an assembly we were praying for them. We took up an offering for them, and you know, it was quite something, you know, the expressions of empathy from people, for the people in Kaikoura and North Canterbury. So remember them in your prayers. One other thing I just want to mention is we had a chance to go to some workshops which were running in conjunction with Assembly, and one I went to was putting an x-ray on your relationships. And the one thing that I got out of it was, well, no, I got more than one thing, but the main thing is that our relationships and God's relationships with us are built on a covenant. And the covenant starts from the basis that I will work out everything. And that's what our marriage covenant is about too. When you join together with somebody, it is you will to work out things, even though things might change. It's not a contract. Contract is negative. It says, well, if that, we put all sorts of clauses in to say, well, if this happens, then I'm out of here, or I need compensation or something like that. A covenant relationship is built on trust and love, and it says, as circumstances change, we commit to work those things out going forward so that our relationship can remain. And so that's my little things from Assembly. Thank you for the privilege of being able to go. It is worthwhile going. It is a unique experience.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, any certificates or things to brag about before the Lord? For each other. By the way, I just might mention again, the reason I say brag is to boast in all the good things that God has given us. He's created us after His image. Just think about that for a moment. And all these wonderful abilities that we have, these skills and talents, gifts, are to be celebrated and given glory back to Him for His wonderful and marvelous pinnacle of creation. Created all the animals, then He did humans. We're it. It's amazing. So any things to celebrate today? Any certificates? No certificates? Any birthday? You've got one? Wonderful. Let's hear about it. What have we got, Chris?
On last Sunday, I ate and passed my pre-competition level for gymnastics.
You did?
Wow.
Wow. Is that worth a high five?
Yeah, it's well worth
it. Excellent. That's an achievement. Good for you. Well done. Birthdays? Anyone own up to that? No birthdays?
Donnie had a birthday.
What's that?
Donnie had a birthday this week.
Donnie? Oh, congratulations, Donnie.
And Bryce.
And Bryce? Oh, why are you so shy about all this? Okay, well, we've got to sing.
We're going to sing the celebration song. Achievement in gymnastics or passing this level of entry. And Lord, bless him as he continues on with this. We thank you for his courage and sticking with it. We thank you for those who have milestones of birthdays, Don and Bryce. And, we ask, Lord, for your blessing on them for so many more. We thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.